Hello, my name is Tamaya, and you have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you are having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling to find a testing site or a vaccine site near you?
A vaccine site, and I just have a question.
Okay.
So, early this morning, OWA and Baldwin County announced they were having a drive-up, no appointment needed, vaccination. Mm-hmm. And it said for 75 and older law enforcement and healthcare workers.
Mm-hmm.
But since then, Alabama's changed their vaccination criteria. And my husband teaches at a university in South Alabama. So my question is can he show up at that site tomorrow since the criteria has now changed?
Yes, he can show up.
Okay, so even though they announced that this morning, that was because that's what the rules were this morning. Is that correct?
Yes.
And so what would he need beside, like, a pay stub or his ID or, like, something from the university? Is that all he needs?
Did they give him did they give any information on what everyone needs to bring?
Well, before, it just says first come, first serve, no prior registration, must meet one of the following criteria, bring identification.
Right. So I would just probably bring two forms of identification, kind of like, you know, when you're doing like a new job and they ask for like two forms of identification. So ID, maybe social security card, something verifying like his name or either name and address.
Okay, but like he probably should bring with him, like, I mean, if he's going to be vaccinated as a teacher, he probably should bring like his ID.
Yeah,
like
he can bring that.
He's got like an ID from the university, so like
right.
He can bring that.
Right.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You have a great weekend.
No problem. Thank you. You as well. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.